All right, welcome back, everyone. Episode 13 of the Power Suits podcast. We are still friends. We are still alive. We are still two very busy and very successful women in business. But welcome back, Katie. I've missed you.
I missed you too. I feel like the only way I get to see you is when we record our podcast.
I know our when we first started this podcast, we kind of said it's like the group text, and this really has kind of become our catch up because we'll make notes or we'll be like, I got to tell you something, but we'll be like, save it for the podcast. And then we haven't recorded a podcast. I don't even want to say how long it's been since we've recorded a podcast.
At least a month.
We've been together a handful of times and still didn't record when we were together because there was just so many other things going on. But we're back. We're back. We're getting like recommitted. We're just back. We're getting recommitted. We're motivated. We're going to make this. We're going to make it happen. And we will. We're going to do all the things, and we are going to talk about all the topics because there is so much going on in the business world, in the social media world, in the pop culture world, in the reality TV drama world. There's just so much going on in all the worlds and all the places, in the sports world even. There's just so much going on everywhere that we're back. We're going to commit to trying to be back, but maybe we should just do like a very, very short synopsis on like where we've been.
Francie lives on a plane, so we never really know her location. Her new name is Location Unknown.
Location Unknown. I had a slight panic attack the other day because so I was just flying back from Australia. As Katie was saying, for any of you that don't know me very well or didn't know me pre-pandemic, my life pre-pandemic was pretty much traveling 250-ish to 300-ish days out of the year. I was just always traveling, always somewhere else. Would come home, be home for like a day or two, turn around and do it all again, and was like nonstop. And that's not fully back. We're not like fully back to that, but it's been crazy. And I was just in Australia. So I just got back from Australia Monday. Today is Wednesday. I leave again Saturday for Europe. So I don't even know what day of the week it is. I don't really know what time it is. And I realize I've just looked back. So it's been since July. So it's been 2 months since we've recorded. In that 2 months, I've been to Australia twice. Since we have recorded this pod, I have gone to Australia twice,
Dallas
New Zealand
twice.
Once, Dallas twice. San Francisco to work on a new business that I'm launching. You're probably going to be part of that business as well. So a new business that we're launching. So we've been busy. Katie has also been very busy accomplishing a lot of badass business stuff.
I know. And I feel like with good success comes like different hecticness. Like there's other things going on that like you don't usually pay attention to. And then, I mean, I'm not traveling as much as you are right now, but even just, I feel like the end of the year is chaotic. There's something going on and then you get back home and you're trying to reboot. I think something like we're really good at, it doesn't matter where we are with our laptops, we can get it done and we'll make it happen no matter the time zone. But I think like just even looking from like COVID to now and like how much you used to travel versus like trying to integrate those two things, there's like the hiccups of it. It's like, yes, we can be at an event or I can be at an event and then run upstairs and take a meeting. Like I'm used to that now, but it's like the transition now of mixing those two things together.
It's mixing those two things. And like right now you can see it is a matching hat and hoodie. It is my, for those of you that can't read it, it is my trust. Oh, wait, the little thing moved a little bit. It's my trust no one hat and hoodie, which is like sort of the motto of my being and my existence, right? Is like trust no one, which this is unrelated to anything that I was going to talk about. But one very random question. We need to get on the merch game.
We really because do.
I should be wearing my own, which I do have a Trust No One t-shirt and I have a logo, and we could make our own. We write so many phrases down. I think we need to get on the merch game.
Yeah.
And I totally for have. for our three listeners, they want to buy our merch. For sure they want to buy our merch. I think we
want to wear our merch. So even if
we want to wear our merch, but I mean, we're smart when it comes to business. There's so many like print on demand where it's not even necessarily we're going to make a bunch of money off of it, but where we don't really have to, like, it's not going to cost us that much to set it up. And then it can kind of be print on demand. So as people order, you know, because we need simple merch. But like, I go from this to the Total Flip, which is kind of the name behind the podcast, to where I'm wearing one of our full Leani suits, cami, you know, business suit, blazer, jacket, pants, dress, like whatever the whole thing is. Because part of the whole reason of Katie and I coming up with the name of this podcast is that Katie and I are partners in a women's suit company with our third partner, Kay, which she lives in the UK where everything is actually produced. That's where the factories are. That's where everything is made. She's really the brains and the genius behind it. Like, I give all credit to her because Katie and I just basically say, like, we like this suit in a picture, and then she makes it and it fits perfectly. And like, she is a rock star. But I think if we were trying to do a podcast and then also factor in UK time zone, we would really be, we would never end up recording because we normally record late at night and Kay is asleep. But I go from hoodies, t-shirts, hats, sweatpants to like full suit and heels.
And it's like, even when we're at events and people come up and they'll be like, oh my God, like, love the outfit or this or that, or you're always so put together. And how can you, I'm like, guys, when I'm here, I get it. Yes, I look great. I'm in my suit. I have my hair done. When the second I am out of this situation, my makeup is off, my hair is down, I am in hoodie, I'm in sweatpants. So I really do agree with you that those are the two modes.
Extremes. And it's extremes because when I'm in this mode, like, and you can look back any of the clips of our podcast, like, it, normally in this mode, it's like barely any makeup, any makeup, like, maybe I washed my hair a week ago. Like, it's just the most, like, sweatpants, like, so super casual, like, workout clothes, to fully, like, full face makeup, hair done, to I got the best compliment I think you could get in Australia. I got literally one of the best compliments I think a female can give another female. Really, anyone could give a female. Probably wouldn't mean as much coming from a male, though, unless it was a gay man. But I had two different people at the events that I was at in Australia ask me if I did my own makeup or if I had a makeup artist that traveled with me because my makeup looked flawless. And I was like, that is the nicest thing you could have ever possibly said to me.
Oh my God, I literally would have been beaming.
And in my
head, I think that we should have hair and makeup on the road.
No, that's my dream. My literal dream is to hire an assistant that can travel with me, do my hair and makeup, watch my dogs, like bring the dogs with me. So like loves my dogs and can entertain my dogs during the day when I'm at the event or in meetings, but can do my hair and makeup for said day. And then, you know, can maybe do some other things. But those are like the most important things. Do my hair and makeup, play with my dogs, make sure my dogs are happy, take the dogs for a walk, maybe when we're home, like grocery shop, maybe like help me organize them. But that is like my dream, to find someone that can like check all those boxes.
I have like 100 DMs after saying that.
No, DM me. That is an actual position that I think I do want to hire. And like maybe could also like help me with email. Like I do need some actual like clerical, logistical scheduling stuff.
Remember when I was debating that too? Not that my assistant does my hair and makeup, but I should train her now that we've had this discussion. But I was like so hesitant because like just so used to doing things like on my own and having someone that's actually like for me and me only. And I kept being like, I don't know if I want to do this. Like, they're not going to do it. Like, I kept going to Francie being like, I don't know. Are they going to do things the way I need it? And she was giving me good tips, like record things and like let them watch it, let them try, and just they'll slowly catch on, which I had done for a lot of like the admin small tasks. And they have taken on a lot of those things. But at any point in time, if I need something at home or it's food related, I can just like, it's so convenient.
Right. And that, like, I'm thinking of like, again, this stuff sounds so like menial, but like somebody that would just like it maybe if I wasn't like, I went to Australia, I'm not bringing the dogs to Australia with me for a week, right? Like, they wouldn't be coming with me to go to Australia for a week. If I was going to Dallas for the weekend, maybe they would fly with me and we would bring the dogs, or maybe they would just stay at my house and babysit the dogs while I'm gone for the, like, I don't know, but having that option, right? Because I'm one person, so I can't fly with two dogs. I need two people. I need another person to be able to bring both dogs. And I can't separate, like, I can't separate them. I feel like they do so well together. That would end up giving them, Hudson would be fine. Harlem would have a whole bunch of anxiety, but that is my literal dream. Like, maybe they drop me up and pick me up from the airport. Like, I got home late Monday night. So then Tuesday I have like no groceries. And yeah. I want to not order Uber Eats. Like, I'm trying to eat healthy because traveling again, I don't feel great because you're eating what you can get. You can't always eat as like healthy as I eat when I'm not traveling. So I was like, I don't want to order Uber Eats. That's what I've been doing for a week now. So it was like, I ordered the groceries to deliver. Inevitably, there's something that they said they got that just wasn't on my front doorstep. So either it rolled out in the car, but it's like, I ordered stuff to make salads and the lettuce is missing. Kind of like the most critical, important ingredient to make salads for the week is the lettuce, unfortunately. So then I have everything else to make a salad, but no lettuce. So now I have a bunch of toppings for a salad. And no lettuce. Regardless, that is like my literal dream.
People might be like, oh my God, those are when you are working the hours and putting the time in, and then on top of that, traveling. I mean, someone bringing you water to your office is a miracle. Like,
the dry cleaning. Somebody's got to go drop off my suits to the dry cleaner.
Amen. So it does make a huge difference. It's like those little tasks just end up, you're just so exhausted, you don't want to do them.
No, I agree with you. I don't. So I thought that was the best compliment. And then in my head, I was like, how do I tell this person that my makeup looks so good from watching Get Ready With Me videos on TikTok?
I am now a trained makeup artist from TikTok.
Because I don't know, I just watch different videos, I'll try different stuff, and I'm like, oh, that looks good, or that looks terrible, and I'm never doing that again. But I really feel like it was just, I as a female, like I said, I think it's one of the best compliments you can get from another woman, or maybe like a gay man. But if a straight man said, do you have somebody that travels with you and does your makeup, that wouldn't mean as much to me.
It doesn't land the same.
No, it doesn't land the same. All right, so we've been traveling, we've been busy, we've been doing a lot of business things. We've been at a lot of events, and we have a lot more coming up. But I guess let's get into some hot topics. I'm trying to think if we should start backwards and move forward, meaning like start with things that have happened a couple of months ago.
Because one of the first things, like, so me and Francie have a notes that we share, and we're constantly adding topics as we see them, or we're sending each other TikToks, and underneath aliens are real, which we are definitely going to talk about this topic.
Maybe we should start there.
The reason we were going to talk about aliens are real is because Barbie took over, and the marketing behind Barbie, and then all of that movie launch. So that's how long ago it would have been, because that was something.
Barbie was like the hot topic. That was somebody people wanted to hear us talk about. We all know, you know, the Barbie movie came out. That's not news. What I think is news worthy is statements that have been made that they actually spent more on the marketing for the movie than they did on producing and making the actual movie. And that's what I think is the piece we need to talk about, is the marketing behind it. Because you take something, and I think we're seeing that, I mean, we've seen it in fashion, and I think the fashion wave of it is kind of now
dying.
Not that I'm like the leading fashion expert, but like the Y2K fashion, I think, had a big resurgence. Now we're starting to see that like migrating out a little bit, especially as we're getting more into the fall. But I think the fashion side of it came first, but we're seeing kind of that resurgence of what was really popular years ago coming back and becoming really popular. And I think, did you see the Barbie movie? Okay, so unpopular hot take here, don't waste your time. I went to see the movie. Friends of mine we were gonna do like a girls' night. Somebody suggested the Barbie movie, and I'm like they could have been like any movie, anything. It was more about I want to spend time with my friends than I really cared about going to see the Barbie movie. I'm also not the biggest movie theater person because eventually it's going to come out on the airplane. Now I'm starting to travel more, and I've seen everything that's on the airplane. So I'm just also not the biggest movie person either. So it doesn't say a ton when I'm like, I didn't really care to go see it, because there rarely is a movie that I'm dying to go see in the movie theater. I would just say, if you didn't see it, you don't need to go see it. You're fine. You're not missing anything. I mean, I feel like it was almost exactly what you thought it would be, but almost, in my opinion, over-exaggerated to a point of it was like, oh, we get it. Women can do things and women are powerful. Like, we get it. Yeah. It was almost being over-exaggerated to the point that I was like, it was like too much of an exaggeration. Whatever.
Yeah.
The movie did phenomenally well, and I think it's two reasons. I think it is all of the marketing that they did behind it, but I also think you brought to life something from the, you know, the decades that I don't even, and I think it's kind of demonstrated in the movie, like kids today, I don't even know if Barbies are popular or not with kids today. In the movie, it was like, ugh, Barbies, like that's so 20 years ago. And that's kind of how like the teenager, middle school aged kids like looked at Barbies. And I feel like that's probably pretty on the mark just with generationally how things are changing. So you bring something back, and I think, to me, I'm like, of course it's going to do well. Look at how well Transformers did.
Yeah.
Like, Transformers is, look at how well the Legos movie do. Look at, like, you take anything that's a popular toy that people play with and was like something from their childhood that they love, like, of course it's going to do well. People want to go see it because it brings them back to that. On top of, I think they took no chances and literally spared no expense when it came to the marketing efforts. But they did so much on social media, I felt like.
Well, and I don't, like, there was a part of me that was kind of feeling like, was it similar to a Harry Potter? Like, we knew it was going to be big. The books came out. So as what I mean by that is the books came out.
Harry Potter is 8 billion times better. Side note.
100%. But like, people knew a little bit about Harry Potter. The books were out. It was already this big thing. And then when the movies launched, obviously it just like kept taking off and kept taking off. Like, people knew Barbie, so therefore, like, you could still go in Toys R Us and buy a Barbie doll, but the way they were doing the marketing, I still don't think they could have projected what was going to happen. But the difference between Barbie and Harry Potter kept being talked about, and even if they make a Barbie 2, it's like fizzled out now. So I'm kind of glad we're talking about it now.
I really hope there isn't a Barbie 2, for a couple of reasons. One, the first one was not that phenomenally great. Like, in my mind, for there to be a second one, I think you listen. I will say this: the acting, top notch, freaking notch. Margot Robbie did a phenomenal job at Bart as Barbie. Ryan Gosling was like born to play, like top notch, like. I think the actors and actresses in that movie like nailed their parts. So nothing about it to me was like they did a bad job. I just think like the script and the plot was just very like, yeah, we get it. Like, yeah. I get it. So to me, it's like, it went so well. It made a bunch of money. It did great. Everyone was talking about it. Like, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Right. Like, now let's just like leave it alone.
Yeah.
Because it was, to me, it was just so over the top. And there were some like really funny lines. There were some really funny parts. Like, they did a good job, but it was just like so over the top to me. It's like, leave it alone. And again, I know you didn't see the movie, but the messaging was basically like, you know, in Barbie land, the Barbies are, there's the lawyer doctor, the Barbie doctor, the mayor doctor, or the mayor Barbie, the Dr. Barbie, the dentist Barbie, the, like, they have all the important roles, right? Like, it's not just housewife Barbie. It's like, the women are kind of like ruling things. And then there's just a bunch of Kens, and the Kens aren't necessarily like, they are like beach Ken, surfer Ken, but it's not like Dr. Ken, lawyer Ken, mayor Ken, airline pilot Ken. Like, it's just like, there's a bunch of Kens, right? And so then they basically go, all right, so if you haven't watched Barbie and you really want to watch it, one, you're like way late to the damn party, but just stop listening here. Stop listening here and like pick us back up in like 2 minutes. So then basically Barbie starts like, she wakes up every morning and everything's like automated, meaning like she wakes up, her clothes land on her, her toast pops out, lands on her plate, and stuff just started going like haywire. Like, the toast pops out and doesn't land on her plate. The shower, the water's cold, like stuff just starts going wrong. So she ends up, she has to go to like the real world to figure out who's messing with her Barbie and like what's going on, and she has to fix it. So Ken goes with her. Ken goes to the real world and is like, men rule the real world. Like, men are in charge, because it was so over the top of how it was like portrayed. So Ken goes back to Barbie land and basically tells the Kens like, we're in control. And when Barbie finally gets back to Barbie land, because she finds the person that had her Barbie and had been doing the things to bring it back, her back to Barbie land and fix it all, they come back and it's like Ken world and all the Kens are in charge, and like just overly dramatically like macho. And that's where he has like the house, casa, dojo, whatever.
I'm
like
really glad I didn't see this movie.
And so it's like so over the top of like the Kens being in charge. And some of the Barbies are like, it's just nice to like not have to do anything, right? Like, it just, and then so then it was like America Ferrera had this whole speech, and then like that was snapping the Barbies out of their like Ken takeover zombie trance they were in, for then the Barbies to like uprise against the Kens and like restore the balance. And for me, like, it was cute, it was great, but for me, I was just like, it was so over the top. That's like, why does it have to be like men rule or women rule? Like,
yeah, yeah.
And so that's why I was just like, I'm over it. But I think their marketing at the time was so spot on. They had, there was filters on every app. They had people doing the like, which Barbies are you? They had, everyone was just leaning into it. Restaurants were leaning into it. Stores were leaning, everyone was leaning into it, having all the Barbie stuff. And here we are 2 months later, we're the only people talking about it because it's on our list from 2 months ago. Now, I think the movie, though, we'll never know, I think would have done just as well, maybe marginally a little bit less, without putting all that into marketing, because it was Barbie and it's something that people are going to come out for. So I don't know how much was actually spent in marketing versus, you know, what the actual profitability was, and would they maybe have made a little bit less but not have spent all the money. I don't know, but it was so much marketing, and now it's like
over that aliens were real and people were not paying attention.
Well, I see, I don't think that people weren't paying attention to aliens being real. I really don't think that's what it is. I think no one was surprised that aliens are real. And I think we're to a point of, you know, everything that has happened in the world in the past 3 years. And it's just like,
so dramatic.
Oh, yeah. Aliens. Why wouldn't they be real? Maybe they brought the COVID with them. Who knows? Like, that, and nobody's surprised. Nobody is surprised by it. And, you know, my conspiracy talk For any of you listening, if y'all find yourself on Conspiracy Talk, I often do. It is so fascinating to me. And there's sometimes things that people talk about that I'm like, that it kind of makes sense. Now, sometimes they overdo it and it's like, you had me until you took it that far. And then I'm like, ooh, I don't know. But some of the conspiracy talk is kind of talking about how a few different conspiracies, these are a few of the different conspiracies on the conspiracy talk. You tell me if what you think about any of them. One of the conspiracies on conspiracy talk is they've known about aliens for a really long time. The reason the government or, you know, prior government officials are finally coming out with it now and it's being made public is because there is a known date of when aliens are actually like either arrive, like officially arriving or officially going to become like there is a date of an event that is going to be happening. And it's kind of like, okay, well, we got to tell people now, because this big event that is going to be happening with aliens can't be a full-on shock surprise to everyone. So basically, like, they're telling us now so people are aware, and when it happens, it's not like this happened out of nowhere. Now, what is that event? What happens at that event? I don't know. I haven't found like a conspiracy talk quite deep dive into like, is it Independence Day where they come down and blow everything up? Because I think at that point, it didn't matter if you told us or not. Like, doesn't matter unless Will Smith decides to get in a spaceship and save the day. Like, we're kind of screwed either way. So that's like one of the conspiracies. Another conspiracy, which is the one I want to choose to believe, is that aliens are actually a future evolved versions of us as beings after decades and decades and all the things that happen on the planet, whether it's a nuclear event, whether it's global, whatever, like how we evolve as beings, and eventually time travel becomes a legitimate thing, and aliens are really just future human, whatever the human evolution becomes, aliens are really just like time traveling back.
Your TikTok, I mean,
to current day.
You can sell tickets to scrolling on your TikTok.
Which, in my mind, I hope that like that's the one I'm kind of hoping for, because I feel like you would, just like you do right now, aliens would be a mixed bag, meaning you're gonna have murderer aliens. You're going to have Mother Teresa type aliens. You're going to have politician type aliens. You're going to have entrepreneur aliens. You're like, you're just going to have a variety. Like, it's not, they're all bad or they're all good.
No. And if anything, it's a more easy thing to grasp, because look at dinosaurs. Like, we had dinosaurs and we no longer have dinosaurs. Like that's something that's more tangible to grasp.
Right. So that is the one I choose to believe. The other conspiracy theory is basically that aliens are out there in the universe and they basically overlook planets and the beings on those planets and try to influence like the direction of the beings. And then when the beings inhabiting that planet get to a point where it's like they aren't getting it and they're just all going to kill each other anyway, they then basically step in to be like, all right, we got to reset this whole process, because trial number 752 XZM, they still didn't get it, so we're going to reboot and we're going to start over.
So wild.
So that's why I like theory two of it's just the future of human evolution coming back to visit their past. That's the one I like. That's the one that makes me feel like they're not going to kill me.
Speaking of a similar topic, the other movie, we're gonna have to Google it. I don't know, but the AI robots at the football game.
Oh, that's coming out. The SoFi,
Yes.
the robots. Okay. I saw TikToks of that and I was like, nope, I'm out. If I had tickets to that football game, I would have been stressed. The end. Did you see the video? The
Yes,
they
they look like humans.
well, so I've seen mixed things on the internet. Some people saying that those were actually actors, like they were paid actors and actresses dressed up as robots. I don't know. I
No,
don't
I
know.
think they're actually robots.
They looked like robots. They looked like actual robots. And it was freaking me out because I was like, it's iRobot. The world is going to be iRobot. And again, we need Will Smith. Will
Yeah.
Smith better be getting his mind right because
We need you.
one way or another, whether it's the aliens or the AI technology, Will Smith, I hope you're working out. I hope you're getting your shit together. I hope your wife is not fucking with your head too much right now because we are going to need you to step the F up and we're going to need you to save the planet.
Save
It's
the world.
coming. Because the only other option is the freaking I Am
Robot.
Legend and we all turn into zombies, in which we still need Will Smith. One way or another, Will Smith, we're
Actually,
tapping you in.
there was a zombie.
No,
Exciting.
if. Seriously, if you think about it, Will Smith has saved the planet from aliens. He has saved the planet from artificial intelligence, and he has saved the planet from the zombie apocalypse.
I think we Will Smith for president.
I don't know why more people aren't talking about this. Like, seriously, why, like, why are more people not like checking in on Will Smith just to be like, bro?
Yo, we're gonna need you.
Like, we're gonna need you. We need you to stop slapping comedians for making fun of your wife and, you know, being ousted by the Academy. We're gonna need you to get some like superhero shit going.
Fast.
Another alien related and kind of older topic. Crazy lady or not crazy lady on the plane.
Oh my God, I know.
Flying from Dallas to Orlando,
I know.
mind
I
you.
actually thought, because then there was clips once the I gotta Google what that movie is, but once the clips were coming out of the AI robots and they were all at the football game, people were making clips being like, was this what she saw on the plane?
Oh, of
Then
like
I
one of
was
the
like,
robots.
well, obviously it wasn't, but I was like, what the heck? Like, is it correlated? Two, what the hell did she actually see? And like, I know she's freaking out in the video, but like, honestly, if I was that person and I saw something or felt like I had seen something, I would be responding the exact same way. Like, all are crazy. I'm getting off the plane.
I don't think she was drunk or intoxicated or under the influence either. From the videos that I've seen of the incident, she wasn't like slurring, like, you know, she wasn't like slurring her words. She was,
Yeah.
I'm about to say she made sense in what she was saying, but she was able to like communicate what she was saying. Now, did it make sense to people or not? I don't know. But what I find interesting, nobody heard from her. Nobody saw her. She like got off the plane and disappeared for like, what was it, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she comes back and is apologizing. We all go through hard times. Like, I like very not like
It was
definitely not doubling down.
then the alien came to see her and was like, you need
So, this is what I'm
to.
wondering, who from a business perspective, right? Who got to her and who paid her off? Was it the airline? Was it the government? Was it the airline and the government? Was it the aliens? Like,
Was it the AI company that owns the robot?
is it not her anymore? Like, somebody got to her. Somebody got to her and paid her off. Like, there it, or we can go back to conspiracy theories and that's not her anymore. And that is some other version of her.
She has evolved.
She has evolved. So
it's so like that has all of that. That is 3-4 topics that have happened in 2 months, and we're all just going on like nothing's happened. It's just normal. There's just a football game.
It's wild because I do think that we're just becoming desensitized to a lot of stuff. And I do think it makes me a little nervous that people just, I don't think, are as aware of AI advances that are going on, technology that's happening, and like, not to conspiracy theorist things. And I know we're just joking about Will Smith, but I do think out of all the Will Smith apocalyptic style, he saves the planet movies, I do think iRobot is really a viable potential outcome.
100%.
And it's like, it's like I said, if I would have been at that game in SoFi Stadium, I think, I don't know that I would could have like, if like, I don't know that I could have been like, yep, I'm staying for the whole game and I'm just hanging out. Now, from a marketing perspective, and I mean, I don't know, because neither of us can think of what the name of that movie is that's coming out. I want to say it's one, I know it's one word, and I want to say it starts with a C. So part of me is like, okay, we're talking about it, so that's what you want. I saw more videos on TikTok about that than I could count, of people just being like, robots at SoFi. Now, not everyone in the videos was like, oh, it's for a movie that's coming out, right? But I think people were just like, what are these robots? What are they doing? Why are they there? How creepy do they look? Like, what would you do if you were sitting next to this person at the football game? So I think from a marketing standpoint, you're getting that exposure and people are talking about it. But I also think there was lack in like, what's the next step of that marketing plan?
The creator. That's what
the creator. I was going to say, I thought it was a C in one word. So I was close. The creator. So my thing is, okay, you did that. People were talking about it, but now it's got to be another step. Like, what is the next step? Because I still don't think.
And think of the amount of money they probably spent and or risked. Like, you're not just, the robots are not cheap. Let's start there. But secondly, clearly you're using them in your movie or whatever the case may be.
And you know what? Thinking about it, they couldn't have been, I don't think they could have been actors, because aren't all the actors on strike?
Yeah. Good point. Valid point. They were robots.
Yeah, I don't think they could have been actors because, I mean, technically can act, I mean, maybe if you're not SAG, I don't know. Now I'm going way too into it, but I mean, they're not even booking appearances where they're afraid they're going to be talking about.
And if those were real robots and you just sent them into a crowd of people and it didn't go good, here's the two things. That was a marketing.
What if
play.
Everyone, what if I would have been there, freaked out, and just like ran and started screaming, and then other people run and start screaming, and then you have a stampede at SoFi Stadium?
Well, that leads me to like wonder if on the screen they were like putting something on the screen being like,
had to have.
Yeah, like just so people didn't panic. But even if people didn't panic and like rush out of the stadium, like what's stopping someone who is against AI or doesn't like AI or doesn't like this evolution that's happening beating the shit out of the robot that probably costs $10,000 to $100,000? I don't know how much they cost, but they can't be cheap.
They can't be cheap.
Right?
And I think the next piece is you have all those variables of things that could have gone wrong. So I think, you know, obviously we're not there and we're just seeing videos. So I think you're right. I think there was probably a lot of signage, a lot of marketing, a lot of things on the screen that let people know this was in conjunction with promoting this movie, the creator. So it probably wasn't as like terrifying for the people that were there, but you still, like you said, people that are against AI, people that are still scared, maybe kids that could be there, you know, that freak out, or I don't know what capabilities these robots had or didn't have, but like, what if one of them malfunctioned? It's not like they were like Terminator robots, but like, what if something malfunctions and goes wrong? Or I don't know. A lot of wild cards there. But I think the next point is like, that game, I think, was opening weekend. And so 2 weeks have gone. So that was the first weekend. This past Sunday was week two. And I've not seen a trailer. I haven't seen what is the creator? As far as I'm aware, I have not seen now the robots have been sighted elsewhere at any other event or doing anything else to kind of keep this like, what is the creator? What is this about? And so I also feel like, did they have a budget and spent the whole budget? And what do we do next? Because I don't even know that I've seen a launch,
I have no idea
when the creator comes out.
No idea when it comes out. It was a massive risk to take. And there's been nothing since. They did not use the Francie Baldwin. Once you're in my spider web, you're not coming out.
Once you are in my web, you will never be released until you give me all your money. And then I might let you go. And that's what I think is kind of crazy. I'm actually going to Google right now the creator.
I just think it's wild. I mean, I think it's ballsy. Because what if that just ruined your entire movie marketing? And everyone
release date September 29th. So that's next week. Next week? Is that next? Yeah, that's next week. So
it's next Thursday, I think.
You had a great like event, right? That was a great event, but you've got to keep that momentum going. Because if that momentum doesn't keep going, then all of a sudden nobody's talking about it. Videos still aren't getting shared. And people, like I said, we were talking about it and had to look up what was it tied to, because we couldn't even remember the name of the movie. Now, if we saw the trailer, would we like put two and two together? Maybe, I don't know, because I don't even know if those robots are like in the movie or how that works. But I think it's definitely not the makings.
When you saw the videos, did you know it was for a movie?
No, that's what exactly.
That's the other thing. They didn't like, they just had a gray jumpsuit on and it said the creator on the back. So unless I'm at that football game and I'm reading whatever the heck's going on the top of the screen, like it doesn't say anything at the bottom that says coming soon.
And that's the thing. It went viral, but it went viral of what are robots doing at SoFi? Or like, how freaked out would you be to see these robots at SoFi? So then I saw a few TikToks and then I searched like robots at SoFi. And then I'm seeing more of these videos and I'm scrolling through. And then one of them I happened to catch that was in conjunction with a movie premiere. So I don't even know that the creator has like officially, because what would have been smart on their side is like, you have these robots at SoFi, but you actually create a TikTok and it's called the creator is the account and you're posting all these videos, right? You're just creating a whole bunch of content of that at that day. And I wouldn't even necessarily, I wouldn't have said it was even a movie, but like the creator coming September 29th, like,
yeah.
Are you ready? Or were you created? Or how were you created? Or like something that people would be like, what is this? And then looking up, like, what is the creator? What's coming the 29th? But instead it was just random people being like,
robots.
Why are there robots at this football game?
Yeah.
And like they were on the sidelines. I saw them sitting in seats in the stands. So they were in like all these random places.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming the movie is something about AI, but I have no idea what it's about. But they could have like created all this content of like they could have actually probably told everyone what was going on at the stadium and then created content of like all the robots marching in and like the reaction of people to all the robots and then like made like crazy videos to kind of be like the creators are taking over, like coming September 29th and like, are you ready to meet your creator coming September 29th? And like all these things that people probably what is going on September 29th, and probably been freaking out, but in a way that would have made them actually like figure out what is September 29th, what is happening, what is the creator. Instead, people are just like, why are there robots?
Yeah, it would have made them remember the name and the date. Like, there was no emphasis on the name and the date. So therefore, like, we knew it was movie, but we forgot the name. We didn't know when it was coming out. Like,
creator, marketing people, hit me up in my DMs, or next movie, just let me know. I got you. I'll help you out.
So take one robot as an assistant in return.
I'll take a robot assistant. And or I just want to come to the movie premiere and meet whatever famous people are in the movie.
Hopefully Will Smith.
And get to podcast with them. Thank you. Thank you.
So
all right. Last topic I want to talk about quickly, and then we will wrap it up for episode 13. Last topic is, have you been seeing, or do you know who Bobby, I think her last name is Bobby Altoff, the really good podcast? And I know you know who she is because she interviewed Drake. So I know you know who she is.
Not only do I know, I like super stalked. And the second it aired, I really like watching podcasts on YouTube. So it's something I'll just do in bed, and I'll actually watch the video on YouTube. And once I watched one, I think I was up till 4 a.m. Like, I watched every single one she had made. So for those of you who don't know who she is, she quite literally came out of nowhere. She got one big name, and I can't even remember that name right now, but that was her first episode. And it was all because her father had a connection and had done some construction on this person's home. And she just started the podcast. And she has this very...
Do you know that she actually didn't even technically start the podcast? She just recorded the interview, and because she didn't know how to upload the podcast.
Yes, I didn't know that. And
wild.
A lot of traction. And like, she's very much a mom with young kids. Like, she was just...
And she's a comedian.
And I can interview this person, and I can kind of bring out this like funny persona that she has. It's funny because she's that dry, I would say.
She's so she's plays awkward. This like super awkward, like she doesn't know who the person is, what they've ever accomplished. Like,
she plays like she lives under a rock, and like she is not amazed by anyone's fame or anything. She's like, she's got this kind of like okay, cool attitude with everything. And that episode started getting some traction, and Drake had actually responded to her one of those clips.
One of the clips she had on TikTok. Drake like commented, followed her.
Commented and
so she just messaged Drake.
DM'd him, when are you coming on my podcast? Like, literally those were her words. And sure enough, like literally 3 days later, she is flying to Drake to do the podcast. That podcast completely takes off. She ended up getting signed by an agency as well. And she's had really big names since then. But there's a plot twist in all of this. And the plot twist is the Drake episode gets taken down. And then everybody is like, what's going on in this Drake episode? So for those of you who haven't watched it, go watch this episode.
They can't. It got taken down.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I love that. If you don't know what happened in the episode, go watch the episode.
Well, you can Google the TikTok still. You can Google like people who have replayed the TikToks. You won't be able to watch the full episode. But they're basically in a bed. They're not at Drake's house. They're like where Drake is in Atlanta.
They're at an arena. Yeah, they're at some arena. And they
created like a bedroom.
Yes.
To like do this podcast in. And the entire time he's kind of like joking with her. Some people are like, oh, well, they hooked up and she was married.
Well, that was a rumor. That was the rumor that was circulating.
She went to his concert after recording that podcast. And then the morning of or the night of, suddenly it's all gone. And the second rumor to why this podcast got taken down was, she did have to use Drake's video team, audio team. They had to edit it. They had to cut it. And then they sent it to her.
They basically had final approval.
They had control over everything. And while they were on that episode, he plays a Tyga song. And a lot of people were saying, well, he played the Tyga song so that if she ever did anything or anything had ever happened, he could just call rights on the song and pull it down. Which she then interviewed Tyga in the next episode, or one after that. So wild, this girl is huge now. She has quite literally gone from nothing to something. But you also hear throughout the whole journey, she's like, no, I'm broke. I have $30,000 on a credit card. Like,
yes.
Because it hasn't kicked in yet. Like, so
she didn't.
And nothing's kicked in yet.
She did the BFFs podcast. And I listened to her interview on that podcast. And then they talked about her the subsequent weeks after, because she was on the podcast. They were talking about it. And she was just a normal person. She wasn't in her, like, character. Right. Yeah. She was just like normal and saying like she's really sensitive, whatever. Then on like the next and on that episode, she was saying like she had to pay her own flights to come to New York and do this like media and press. And they were like, what do you mean? Like, you shouldn't be paying. Like, they were all just like, what do you mean? You shouldn't be paying for this anymore. And she also was saying how like she didn't have representation. And basically, I think it's CAA. Is it CAA that reached out to her? I could be off on that. It's a big agency. If it's not CAA, I think there's only one other big agency out there left, reached out to her. And she basically like signed the contract that night and like all this stuff and how she's saying she has no money. She did the like she interviewed Mark Cuban, which I watched that one. And, you know, is basically like, she's basically like, will you give me money? And he's like, no. And she's like, but you're rich, so you should give me money. And like kind of saying to Mark Cuban, like, I'm broke, will you give me money? And in my head, I'm a little bit like, I have a couple of things. One, what the hell happened with Drake? Like, what happened? Will the world ever know? Is it all just like part of the marketing play that's bringing the appeal? Like, I don't know. Two, did she really do that bad of a business deal? That's one of my questions. Like, did you really do that bad of a business deal where you still haven't made a penny, where you're still coming out of pocket to fly to places, out of pocket to like create the set or like wherever these podcasts are filmed? Like, that doesn't make any sense, right? You have the biggest people on your podcast. I watched the Drake one. Yeah. Because I'd seen so many clips, I was interested, and I watched the Mark Cuban. So since then, I've seen clips on
I literally said
TikTok.
I'm gonna watch it tonight because she just did
Charlie Plute,
just a Jason Derulo.
Oh, yes. And she's like, I think I can sing your name, and she does it, and it's really bad. Yeah. So she's doing like all these people now. And my thing is like, okay. Are you really not getting a dime? Because if that is the case,
gotta be now.
Have you ever seen?
Because now, sorry, that's loud. She's got to be now because it was just because the Drake episode had aired, and she blew up. And then even like, yes, on all the stuff you're talking about, as far as going and recording an episode and not paying for flights and all those things, like contracted episodes. But even her ad money now would have kicked in. So she'd be getting paid.
I mean, one would think, but here's my other question. And I just say this as having signed, revised, edited more contracts than I can count in my lifetime. And with actually dealing with CAA and dealing with all these agencies, because I've dealt with all of them and all of their contracts. And my question is, though, you hear about all these people that do all these things and then years later, like, I didn't make a dime. Like, for the first 10 years, like, and I know we'll probably get into more of this on the next episode, but like a laundry list of people that I want to discuss that have all been coming out that were very popular early 2000s, maybe, and all saying like, yeah, for the first 10 years, I didn't get a dime. The label took it all. Management took it all. Like, everyone else took it all. And like, I basically got screwed over. And so part of me is wondering, she said she got sent, the agency reached out to her, and that night she signed the contract.
And even Mark says to the guy,
that's bad business.
They pull the camera on him because he must work with Mark as well. And he goes, can't you get this girl anything? Like, what are you doing over there? And he's like, ha, 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 I'm trying. And his response, the way he responded, you could instantly feel shit. He just put a light bulb in her head.
Well, because nobody gets a contract, reads it, and signs it the same night. So what you're telling me is you did not have an attorney review it, because if you got it and signed it the same night, there's no attorney is like on standby looking at a contract.
Yeah.
Same day, usually, let alone after hours, like same.
They're
like,
not even on standby for us same day. So they're definitely not.
No, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I have so many attorneys and I can rarely get something same day. I've never had a contract once. If an attorney did review it, didn't come back with at least one thing. Now, it may be something I can live with, but they're justifying their fee. So they're going to find something that they're like, oh, this is an arguable point. Or maybe you should ask for this. Or like, what about that? And then sometimes you're just like, no, it's I'm fine with it because I'm getting more in the long run or whatever the case may be. But attorneys are. And so part of me is like, okay, if you're Bobby, part of me wants to be like, girl, you gotta wise up in the business sense, because you have a brand that is on fire right now. I think you might have an agency that's taking advantage of you. And you have a huge brand that a couple of different things that can happen. One, you can like really take off and skyrocket. Or two, the other thing I'm getting a little bit, I keep seeing her clips. I'm already getting a little bit over her act. Like, I'm sorry. I saw clips with Shaquille O'Neal. You know who Shaquille O'Neal is. You know what he is known for.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, it was funny with Drake. You know, like the first episode, like, it's funny. Like, I don't know who you, like, I don't know. Why would you say that? Why, like, what does that mean? And he is saying like a lot of slang stuff where it was kind of funny, because I can see this like white girl that's a mom. I think she has one or two kids. Like, I could see her really being like, no, I don't, like, I don't know. I feel uncomfortable. Like, why would you say that? And it's funny. But like, to me, it's like, it's getting a little bit old.
It can get overdone, and like, you have to pivot. So like, you can still have the podcast, but like, what's the end goal? Is it a late night show? Is it comedic act?
Like, what other character can you play?
Right. Because if you're not going to be in character, if the podcast you can only be in character in, then you have to have something that spins off from that, whether it's
and
after hours with Bobby when Bobby's normal, or like, that's what I mean, like a late night show or something, or some sort of spinoff, but you have to be working towards that because it will die off.
And I think part of it too is, and she's even said this in interviews, that people now want to come on her podcast and they have like a bit they want to do. And that's where I think it's going to start to get like
copycat.
I'm over it, because it's like the celebrities are in on it, and it's, and I feel like that's part of the magic in the beginning. Like, it's really funny and you don't know where it's going to go, and they feel awkward and you can feel like it's just awkward, where I feel like if you have celebrities coming in and like they have a bit, or they're like playing into it, or they know this is what it's going to be. And I feel like the way she really keeps it like fresh and relevant and growing is like, she has to kind of have different personas or characters. Like, this is what I would be saying to her if I was like her manager or agent. You have to come up with a series of different personas, and when people come on the show, they don't know what persona they're going to get. So every time it's like this weird, awkward interaction. And like, they know they're coming on, they know it's going to be funny, they know it's going to be awkward, like they know they're, but they don't know which type of awkward. Like, I would love to see an episode where she takes someone and she like is the overly knowing of everything fangirl.
Yeah.
Like, total opposite of like, I know your parents' name, I know where you went to school, I knew your best friend in high school, like what your favorite food, like they come in and the person sits down and she has like all their favorite foods that she has for them like on the table, that are like the obscure like things that are like all their favorite things ever, you know, and just like having different personas. Cause for me, the like awkward, I don't know what you're talking about, I live under a rock persona, it's getting old to me.
And you are you do comedy, so that's normal in comedy to constantly be like flipping in and out of character. So I think it would still go to her narrative and it wouldn't be too like off kilter by any means.
Or you create like different things that are the clips everyone sees than the content that's on the show too. So or like, I don't know. At
what point does she like switch off and then those clips are on YouTube, right? Like, so it's, here's the funny bit that everybody loves. We chop that up for TikTok and whatever. But at minute 30, I fully switch and I actually interview you.
Right.
Like something, because yeah, I agree. It will get overdone. Although I do love her and I will watch that episode tonight.
Yeah, I do think it's funny, but I also feel like I got all the best part in the, I see all the best parts in the clips so that I don't need to watch the whole thing. So I don't know. We will see, but I definitely think she is someone to watch and like where the brand business evolution, where that goes. But also, Bobby, if you happen to listen to this clip, girl, get yourself an attorney and have someone review that contract you signed, please.
Contracts coming.
Please.
Keep getting bigger.
Yes. All right. I think we are going to wrap it up for episode 13. As we said, we are going to do a much better job of being back, being consistent, and talking about a bunch of fun topics. I know, join us next episode because I do want to dive into, I want to talk about Bethany Frankel. I want to talk about NSYNC, and I want to talk about reality television. That's our bread and butter. I want to talk about reality TV. Those are things I want to touch on the next episode. So join us next time, everyone.
Guys.